Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Hashtag Storytime, the podcast where everyday people tell everyday stories, brought to you by iHeartRadio and Curativity. I'm your host, Will Needs a Vacation McFadden. Well, Fable Babies, it's the end of the road. The season 3 finale. What's gonna happen? Will Kyle, the robot intern, finally push Will too far? Will Gary, the talking dog, be reunited with his long-lost love? Will Seth Rogen accept my repeated challenges to a wrestling match for the rights to the Storytime brand? The answer to these questions and more is no. No, this is just, it's going to be kind of a leftovers episode, but not like, you know, 2 week old tater tot casserole leftovers, more like after Thanksgiving leftovers, baby. You know what I'm talking about? A little bit of stuff and a little bit of mashed potatoes with the gravy and some turkey and a cranberry. You put it all in a sandwich and then that's what this episode's going to be like, okay? For the first course, we've got a tasty listener tale fresh from the hashtag Storytime hotline. Hit it.
One time when I was in third grade, so I'm 21 years old, but when I was in third grade, Hannah Montana was a big show at the time. And because of on-camera audiences and the ability to get onto TV show tapings at the time, my mom got my sister and myself and our friends some passes to see a taping of Hannah Montana. Since it was her birthday, we got a limo, and we took a limo to the studio. Meanwhile, we were parked. Rico's dog. Rico is the son, not the son, the child, Hannah Montana, the little boy. His dog fully ran into our limo. We were parked. Dog's okay. It ran into our limo. Now, if you think that's something, I was 8 years old at the time. Rico was 15. They said, how old are you? My mom said 8. They said, we like her. Where are you guys based? And my mom was like, New York. They were like, she would be perfect for the next few episodes we have in mind. She should be Rico's new girlfriend. My mom said, I mean, she's a mom. She went into her mom instincts. I'm literally a child, but like, it's me. So like, obviously, like, I'm a perfect child, but, like, I'm very young, and he's not, you know, like, it's not illegal, but, like, it still sucks. My mom said, no, she is too young for him. And we are based in New York, and it's not going to happen. The director was like, okay, fine. So you know what they did instead for reimbursement? It was one of the last episodes of the Hannah Montana season. And we got to take apart the set. They gave us the waitress notepad. They gave us the ketchup and mustard bottle. I pulled up the next day in third grade. I could not get these kids off me, off the playground. I ran the playground. I mean, I was the most popular girl in school. What can you say? And that's just one of my stories.
I cannot believe your mom career cock-blocked you like that. You know, I like to think that there's an alternate universe out there where your mom said yes, and you became Rico's girlfriend, which resulted in a spin-off show that launched a successful singing career that ultimately led to you marrying Pete Davidson. But in that universe, Pete Davidson isn't quite as damaged, so he's less appealing. And if you haven't forgiven your mom yet about this, I'm fine with that.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome back. Are you ready for the main course? Of course you are. We've got a succulent story sent in by my good pal Pedro that involves the border, a bird, and some buds.
Okay, so I was 19 years old, a hippie kid coming out of the Eugene Springfield area of Oregon. And of course, I thought I knew everything. I had a full head of dreadlocks. Yes, a white person with dreadlocks. Sigh. At any rate, I had a crazy punk folk band called the Good Mad Men. And I was fresh out of high school. One of my best friends was having a baby with his girlfriend, and they were in Vancouver, British Columbia, where his mother was a doula and was going to be helping out with the birth and the initial caretaking. So I was catching a bus up to Canada. And for whatever reason in my little stone brain, I was taking the green tortoise and we got to the border and I did not have any identification, no form of ID on my person, expecting to travel over international borders into another country like a genius. And on the buses, they don't wait around for you. If you, for some reason, get hooked up at the border, you know, they move everyone through in one big group. And if you have to stay behind for whatever reason, they'll wait like 15 minutes, but they're not going to delay the entire bus crowd of people's schedules just for you because you don't have your shit together. So I'm there at the border. By the way, this is Christmas Eve. I'm trying to get to my buddy's place to be able to celebrate the Navidad and their new baby. But I'm hung up at the border. Another interesting twist was that in my white dread punk rock Rastafarian question mark, thumbs down, little 19-year-old brain, I thought that it was smart to be carrying a little marijuana on me to take to my friend for a little Christmas present so we could all enjoy. So in my, I have this like dread cap on, this like knit cap with kind of a leather lid on top, and I could stuff all my dreadlocks up in there. But believe me, I was fooling absolutely no one. I looked like a crazy hippie. So, tucked into the dread cap was about a quarter of really good herb, marijuana, buds in the brow of my cap. And, again, I'm trying to get over the border with no ID, so I'm dealing with security. And I'm talking to this lady who is the one of the only people left in the office. Obviously, it's Christmas Eve, and they dwindled the staff down to just, like, two people. This one woman who's checking everybody's visas, and a security guy. So I asked the lady if there's any other way that I can get in. Is there like a temporary ID that I could be issued? And she, being very compassionate on Christmas Eve, offered to give me a traveler's visa. That was like a temporary visa that would allow me to get in and then back out of Canada. And it was only for like 5 days or something. And then she went into, we went into the room where they're supposed to take a photo. There's a, you know, a camera room where they're going to take a photo and put it onto this temporary visa so that, you know, I could be able to show it to authorities and they could verify that it was me. But the person who would normally run the camera had already gone home. It was Christmas Eve. It was like 6 p.m. or something. By the way, it's snowing outside, like really hard, like almost like a blizzard. And not that I know what a blizzard looks like, because from the Northwest. But at any rate, the lady gave me the temporary visa without the photo on it, but she gave it to me in a self-addressed envelope that was going to get back to her desk. And she just asked that I drop that visa in the mailbox once I had gotten back over the border, which I did. But at any rate, my bus was gone. It's Christmas Eve. I'm on the Canadian border, and it is snowing sideways outside. And in my brainless punk rock hippie designer style of the moment, I was like wearing like a sleeveless vest, like made out of leather and lamb's wool or something, very hippie-ish, and like wearing like combat boots, but definitely not dressed to go out into the snow. And I stepped out onto the road and crossed the border, and I don't know how many miles it was to Vancouver. I'm guessing like 90 miles from the border, about an hour and a half or something. And just start walking down this road north toward what I think is Vancouver. But it's snowing like crazy. And so I start like, you know, going at it. I got a backpack on my back and just tromping in my boots through the snow, sleeveless, trying not to get cold, kind of marching at an accelerated pace to keep myself warm. And this went on for quite a long time, for like probably almost an hour. I was just walking on the side of the road going north, and I didn't see any cars. Nobody was out. It was like rural Canada, Christmas Eve. Like nobody was out driving. I would occasionally come across a crossroads and wonder if I should hang out, double the odds that someone would come. But I just kept walking. And after an hour, I was pretty wet and cold, and my toes were starting to get cold, and my fingers were definitely cold. I was walking with my hands in my pocket, but the mere friction of having my hands in my jeans was not enough to keep my fingers to start feeling kind of frozen. So I was getting a little bit worried, and as I'm walking, there's like a slough running next to the road, and as I'm starting to get a little shaky and wondering if I had made a really bad decision, I see this heron, this crane of sorts, standing on one leg in the slough in the snow, kind of bowed his head down like it was looking for a fish or something, but like pretty much motionless. And I walked by and it kind of perked up his head, cocked an eye at me. And I walked out in front of it about 20 meters. And the thing took flight and caught up to me and was like just kind of gliding past me about 20 feet in the air above the slough. Went out ahead of me about another 30, 50 meters and dropped back down the slough and was just standing on one leg again. And I walked past it and got another 30, 50 meters ahead of it again. And the thing took off again and glided past me and went out in front of me and then dropped back down in the slough and waited for me to pass. And this repetition, this following that this heron was doing as I was walking kind of frozen in the Canadian roadside, it kind of gave me a little hope, like that maybe, you know, this bird was kind of watching out for me or something. And so I'm hoping that a car will come at some point. And sure enough, off in the distance, I hear this motor, like a big V8. And coming up over a little hill out in front of me, way off in the distance in the snow, I see this big pontooning, like Buick Continental or something, like an enormous, big American automobile, kind of floating over the snow and the roads, kind of fishtailing down the middle of this barren highway in the snow. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, this is my only chance. I have to try to flag this car down, see if I can get a ride. I'm gonna freeze to death here. I mean, all appreciation to the beautiful heron, but I was really starting to get cold. And sure enough, these guys passed me by, and I was like waving my arms, putting out my thumb. I'm hitching. I'm trying to get a ride. And these guys flip it, turn around like big, huge fishtail, come squirreling up beside me. And it's two Canadian dudes, two Canucks in this big old Continental. And they roll down the window and they're like, what are you doing, eh? And I told them I was trying to get to Vancouver. And they were like, get in, eh? We're going to take you. And I get in the back seat of the car and there's a baby seat with a 24-pack of Old Milwaukee or something like that. Maybe it was Natural something. But anyway, we're drinking beer and we're out for a joyride in a blizzard. And these two Canucks drove me all the way to the door of my buddy's place in Vancouver, and they wouldn't take any money. We stopped at a convenience store, and I bought him another 24-pack of beer. They were just having fun. But those two Canucks on their joyride probably saved my life.
Wow, that was like a Robert Frost poem on mushrooms. Oh my God, thank God for those alcoholic Canadians. I feel like that may be the only time drunk drivers have actually saved someone's life. I just want to say I'm really glad that you didn't freeze to death on the side of the road like some kind of hippie White Walker. I'm glad you made it, brother.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome back. All right, I hope you saved room for dessert because we've got a sweet little story from our live storyoke event. Our beloved fable mama, Marissa Mora, shared a story about her mother, spirituality, and the ghost of a nun.
You said you wanted something a little bit cringy or a little scary. This has a little aspects of both. Let me just start with, I grew up with a Puerto Rican mother. And that's scary for a lot of people. So I know it's not supposed to be funny, but this is kind of funny. So when my parents divorced, I was 9 years old and didn't understand what happened because my dad was always a great father, always there. But my mom went through a lot of changes and she started to do like a lot of different spiritual things. I think she just wanted to find herself. And so she started first with the tarot card reading. So she would take us to these weird buildings in really bad neighborhoods. And we would be like in a little corner and there would be like a lady smoking a cigar and with a sword and speaking like tongue and all kinds of stuff. And we were like terrified. But I think she just kind of wanted to know what her future was. So it was like a cheap way of having a psychologist. Or psychiatrist or whatever. So we started with that, and as the years progressed, she would, you know, be dependent on these ladies, and we would have to go like to Harlem, to here, to there, and you know, these houses, and sit like in a dark hallway while my mom got her cards read. And as we got older, like teenagers and stuff, And if we weren't acting normal or maybe looked a little weird or whatever our problem was, she figured the solution would be, you know, the lady who read the cards would find out what the problem was. So my sister was always kind of like really shy and chubby and a little bit like introverted, always reading books, and people would beg her to talk to everyone and she wouldn't. And so my mom was like, you know, you need to see Raquel. She knows, you know, and she'll tell you where you can, you know, what you're doing wrong and all this stuff. So my sister went to Raquel, and Raquel, she would read the cards and smoke a cigar, and she'd have her legs open, and she had like a gut down to here and her ass over here, and she was pretty scary. And but we depended on Raquel because she kept my mother happy, and then also we kind of want to know, like, did the guy, like, in ninth grade like us or something? Raquel would know. So she would read the cards and be like, oh, this is happening or whatever. So she looked at my sister with the cigar one day and said, you know why you have bad luck with boys? There's a nun that's following you. I can see the spirit behind you. My sister had such a complex for so many years because she really believed that there was a nun of, you know, like a nun. This Cuban lady told there was a nun, a spirit nun, who would follow her and was basically ruining any kind of romantic relationships you could have because nuns don't have relationships. So my sister went through a lot of trauma with that, but I thought that was a really funny story. But we always had some problems because every time, at that time, I guess people didn't know how to use like a lot of positive reinforcement with their kids. So if we had like a really messy room, my grandmother would be like, you know, I looked in the mirror and a spirit told me, you're really messy. Or, you know, like always like a spirit was telling them something about us. We were like a nervous wreck. I mean, at any moment, people are watching us. So then to top it off, I have a Venezuelan family. And my aunt over there was very spiritual, metaphysics and all this stuff. And they would say, oh, you know, Mercedes is dying to come to your 10th birthday party. I'm like, oh, that's nice. She's not coming from Venezuela. No, she was here. So my mom would go to A&P, buy a little Edmonds cake, and my aunt was there apparently, and she knew what we wore, what we dressed. I mean, this was like an ongoing thing. We were constantly being watched by the spirit world. So my husband says to me, you know, all the time, you know, you're not a spiritual person. I said, I'm not a spiritual person because my mother tortured us to the point that I don't want to believe anything because I was so scared all the time that she was watching us or sending my aunt from Venezuela to come say happy birthday with the Edmonds cake. Or, you know, Raquel would be like, I think something is wrong with you, and blow smoke all over us, and we'd go home thinking, I hope Raquel solved the problem. So as we got older, my mother was like, that's not real anymore. We're not doing that anymore. You can only predict your future, and you can make whatever you want. So then she started doing past life regression. So she would buy these cassettes and make us lay down on the floor in the living room and ask us to go back to our past life and find out who we were. And that would help us, you know, go forward. So we'd be like sleeping and trying, what do you see? And I'm like, I don't know, you know. So I'd basically fall asleep. And so would my sister. And then my mother would do it. And she'd say, you know, I just realized that in my past life, I traveled the world. I didn't have kids. I didn't have responsibilities. So she would make us feel so insecure because not only did we have the spirit world, but now she just realized she doesn't want to be a mother. And it's like, you know, and it was continuous. So she joined everything that was possible with meditating. She joined this thing, Avatar. Ended up divorcing my second father because she meditated and realized she wasn't happy. So we were so afraid because every time she went into meditation, we figured maybe we were next. Like, you know, it's time for you to go. I meditated about this. It's not the right thing. So anyway, long story short, I have so much trouble today being a spiritual person because so many years, I mean, mother introduced us to so many things, which kind of opens you up to a lot of stuff. But also at the same time, it's like I don't even want to explore because I don't even want to figure out something that's hidden there because I was so tortured for so long. And so that's kind of a little Halloween thing. So if you ever feel like you're doing bad in dating, you might have a nun behind you.
Well, Fable Babies, stick a spork in it because this season of Hashtag Storytime is done. Check, please. I hope you're satiated. Once again, I would like to give a deep and heartfelt thanks to everyone who came on the podcast this season and shared part of their life. Making this podcast and listening to all of your stories, no matter how random and seemingly inconsequential, it makes me feel a little less alone in this world. So thank you so much for that. And to all you Fable Babies out there, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope listening to it brings you as much joy as it does us making it. And to everyone who helps make this show possible, Tony Maddox, Jason Shapiro, Daniela Mora, Jordan Elijah Michael, I don't just love you, I'm in love with you. And I know HR told me to stop saying that, but screw them. You're the best podcast fam a boy with a mustache could ask for. Thank you guys so much. We're already lining up guests for next season and working on hosting another live event, this time in Los Angeles. So make sure to follow us on Instagram so you don't miss out on being a part of season 4. That's a wrap on Hashtag Storytime Season 3. I think there's only one thing left to say. Suck my ass, Seth Rogen. Hashtag Storytime is produced by iHeartRadio and Curativity Productions, hosted by Will McFadden. Sound designed by Tony Maddox, written by Will McFadden and Jason Shapiro, produced by Jason Shapiro, Daniela Mora, and Jordan Elijah Michael. Theme song by Scott Simons, artwork by John Kusagaya.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.